today.
Monday to Friday,
from 9 a.m.
This is Views and News with Clarence Ford.
Only on Cape Talk.
Yeah, water is a very finite resource, and there's, of course, growing demand. We're seeing global population increases, resource-intensive maybe economic development. There's, of course, huge kind of farming needs, etc., accelerating demand. There's other stuff that are weighing in. There's climate change that is impacting communities as well. There is in South Africa what we've seen over the past 30 years, especially a lack of investment into infrastructure. That's all kind of combining in the perfect storm. Bridget Majola is the head of Project Finance, Energy and Infrastructure at CMS South Africa. We're talking about the water crisis and a robust legal framework that is necessary. Welcome, Bridget. It's great to have you with us.
Hi, Clarence. Thank you for having me.
Before we drill down, it is World Book Day, and we want to know about that book that profoundly impacted your life so that we too can be lawyers one day.
Well, I like Seth Godin's The Purple Cow. I really like that book. It's all about personal branding, being true to yourself, and going after everything that you believe in and trying to stand out in the process as you're doing it.
And how do you do that, according to the book?
Well, I mean, I guess it's all about identifying your key strengths, managing your weaknesses, not getting overwhelmed, and trying to stay as focused as you can, networking, making sure that you're communicating to all the appropriate people, and just being self-aware, most importantly.
Okay, so there we go. There's another one to stick on our list for today. We've got some really great ideas, and I think we're all going to be reading profusely over at least the next couple of months. Bridget, we're going to talk about water and the water crisis. We've had absolutely no shortage of water, especially the location that we are seeking to focus on. We're talking about Joburg and Gauteng area. They've had significant rainfall in the past couple of years. This is about a lack of investment into infrastructure, a lack of maintenance coming to bear viciously on communities in the Gauteng province specifically, but not exclusively. And these things are there. They're in our constitution. We are promised that nearly, and municipalities are not delivering.
Yeah, I mean, I think that you'll find that because, you know, obviously the water issue is very local. So we don't have a national water grid in South Africa. So all the municipalities are the ones that are born with the responsibility of making sure that we get supplied with water. But obviously when they're supplying this water, they're supplying to various types of communities, those that can afford it and those that can't afford it. So that's one element. And then the other element is that the allocation to municipalities from the national budget isn't that substantial. And when municipalities need to raise funding, they need to do it off their own balance sheet, which can obviously be quite challenging. And then obviously you have the other ongoing issue that you'll definitely be aware of. I heard some adverts a little bit earlier about the energy issue, the ongoing energy issue, and you know it has a direct impact on water because electricity is used in the water sector for pumping, treatment of raw water, distribution of drinking water, etc. So there's a lot of contributing factors to why we are where we are. And I know some people are definitely going to say, well, I mean, some municipalities are already delinquent or under administration and they're struggling. But I mean, that's the reality of where we are.
Yeah, but it's a reality that we cannot accept. And that's why we are talking to you. What is there that we can do legally for municipalities to understand that it is their mandate and they cannot necessarily prioritize operational budgets over these very important things that communities require in their everyday existence?
Well, I know that at the moment there's a couple of pieces of legislation that have been circulated for public comment, and I think it's quite important for the public to get involved, share their views. There's good pieces of legislation that are circulating about one, basically to make municipalities work better, because obviously you can't have a situation where the national or provincial government takes over. It's not going to work. What we need is municipalities to be more professionally run and also to be financially sustainable. And so what we need to make sure is that that revenue that's collected from the end consumers, for one, is at least ring-fenced for maintenance.
That's
Because at the
exactly,
moment,
yeah. Why
because
is it
at the
not
moment they
happening?
can use it forever. Well, because of the way that the current legislation is drafted, the revenue is part of the municipality's budget and they can allocate how to prioritize it. And what I think with the draft Water Services Amendment Bill, what the legislation is trying to say is that, look, we've seen that this isn't working. We think we need to try and focus our resources to things that are going to be of prime importance. And I think the other point that I think we need to try and look at is the skills issue. I know it's like a soft issue, so it's not a legal issue, but a lot of the professionals, like the processing engineers and the water engineers, highly skilled individuals that used to be in the water sector, have all either retired or left, immigrated, or they've joined the private sectors. And I think we need some of that technical expertise back in the mix.
A capable government.
Yeah.
I hear you. So there needs to be early warning systems. I mean, we're looking at Joburg now specifically, and maybe you should give us an indication. How did Joburg get to be in such a situation? Why is it that it's literally crumbling, that infrastructure, that the early warning systems are either non-existent or weren't heeded?
Well, I think where we are, it's a combination of probably a non-prioritization of the infrastructure spend, like what we discussed. But one of the other reasons that's affecting Johannesburg in particular, and it's a similar issue in KZN, it's that we don't have a sufficient supply of untreated water that's flowing into Johannesburg. And there were infrastructure projects that were planned, like the Lesotho Highlands Project Phase 2 and the Mkhwanazi Dam for KZN, which hadn't been unlocked for a very long time. But now it's very exciting. There's RFPs out. It started being unlocked. And there's also a National Water Resources Infrastructure Agency bill that's out, which is going to help to make getting funding for water infrastructure development a little bit easier. But we do still need to take those interim steps to make sure in the interim that we don't have interrupted supply, because Lesotho Highlands Phase 2 is only probably going to come online 2028, 2029.
Yeah, but again, we do not have a shortage of water in Gauteng. Maybe a shortage of infrastructure to clean up that water and make it potable. But we're going to come back to this conversation with Bridget Majola, Head of Project Finance, Energy and Infrastructure at CMS South Africa.
Org.za.
Join the conversation.
Join the conversation. You're with Cape Talk.
Welcome back. We're looking at the water crisis specifically as it relates to our biggest metro and the economic heart of course, the Republic of South Africa. We're looking at Joburg Metro specifically. Serious water woes on that side. Bridget Majola, Head of Project Finance, Energy and Infrastructure, is suggesting that maybe a robust legal framework is required, one that I would have hoped was already in existence. But Bridget, let's pick it up from there. What law do we need in order to ensure that this important infrastructure is kept in place and meticulously at that?
Yeah, I mean, I think we need laws that are going to support municipalities to be able to hold their operators accountable. And I think that's what the Water Services Amendment Bill is going to do, and the draft Water Services Amendment Bill, make sure that there is coordination between the various water entities, because at the moment we have a slew of legislation that relates to water, starting from the Constitution, the National Water Act, Water Services Act, Municipal Structures Act, Water Services Bylaws. And you need to just make sure that there is a clear and robust framework that holds the relevant entities accountable so that the municipalities can work professionally and that they're financially sustainable. I mean, the main issues here, I was thinking about your previous question. For Joburg, it's just three key things that I think we're really worried about. It's the weak billing and revenue collection, because
Absolutely.
obviously we depend on that. And then there's been quite a decreased prioritization of maintenance. That's definitely the case. The same in Pietermaritzburg. And then obviously the other big issue, which is insufficient employment of technical staff, because a lot of the time they have to outsource the technical bits to people, which obviously is also going to hit the CapEx as well.
The issues are systemic, and you're right, it doesn't only exist at municipal level, upstream, if we can call it that. There are the water boards, and we've been reading too much about corruption there, and we know about the mischief at the Department of Water and Sanitation. I'm thinking Giani specifically comes to mind, but there's just been so many things that we've read in the press, and there are laws against corruption. So I'm wondering to what extent us inaugurating more acts are going to protect us from what we've experienced.
Well, I mean, I guess it always goes back to the final power that you as a citizen have, right? Making sure that the people that you put in those responsibilities are people that are going to hold themselves accountable, because you can only legislate so much. You know, there's only so much that you can do. But obviously, Cape
Absolutely.
Town must be doing a little bit right, not to say that, because I mean, I obviously don't want to be those people that says that Cape Town's great, like everybody else. But they've done some things right, because they have the lowest consumption in out of all the cities in the country. So they're doing quite well with their water conservation and demand management. So I guess some municipalities can also learn from that. And then there's also quite a few reports that are talking about the fact that we probably need to start also thinking about diversifying the water mix in the same way that we're diversifying our energy mix. So to see if we can increase our wastewater treatment, groundwater use, and then obviously invest in seawater desalination. So municipalities are still going to remain quite pivotal to implementing any of the ideas or suggestions that smart people have.
We got you, Bridget. We're going to have to wrap up. It's nearly time for news. Bridget Majola, Head of Project Finance, Energy and Infrastructure. Did you know at a national level, the government's most recent water balance sheet puts non-revenue water losses at nearly 50%, 47.4% of water, a finite resource. Nearly 50% is lost through pipe leaks. And that's because of lack of maintenance. It's time for news. It comes your way.